Right, joined by Kent Lorenz here as another victory over Drumheller in one season. So two wins over the Titans this year. Just what an accomplishment is that for the Spartans program?
It's a great accomplishment. The kids have come a long ways. And we have a very young team, so a lot of them are learning how to win and learning what it takes to persevere when it's a close game.
Yeah, and that's something that Owen said to me a number of times about battling through the struggles there. And obviously, he's in the trenches. He's playing on both sides of the line. So what kind of commitment have you seen from players like that this season to play those kind of roles for you?
A lot of the players are working hard in the classroom with their marks. They're training after practice. They're training and they're coming to practice early in the morning. So the commitment is there. And they're starting to eat. Can't feed these kids enough. So it's been really nice to see a lot of them step up as grade 10s and 11s. And our veterans that are, a lot of them new to football, are loving the game.
On the other side of the ball, you had Gabe Drent here, I guess, had four touchdowns today. What have you seen from him and his development with your quarterback and their relationship this season?
Gabe had a fantastic game as a receiving core and as an offense in general. We have quite a few people that can catch the ball, and today happened to be Gabe's day. Another day it could be Ethan, or it could be Raddick, or it could be Carson or Nate. They all take turns and they celebrate each other when they have a good performance.
Excellent. So what's ahead here? I guess you get to Highwood upcoming, and then you have a chance at the Wolverines again when they come here. So what's at stake in these two games upcoming?
We want to try to run the table and win our next two games, and then we're looking forward to some kind of a provincial game the 1st of November. Not sure who that'll be yet, but really, really trying to finish the year on a high note and just work out some of the kinks that we're still seeing a little bit, but it's getting better.
You bet. What did you guys learn in the mountains against Canmore the first time?
Just the grit. We have to work on battling through things, like Owen was saying. It's just battling through little things and not getting down on each other when things aren't perfect.
How about game plan-wise? You know, what are you going to be working on ahead of that next meeting with Canmore here?
We definitely have to work on our coverage and work on our outside contain, for sure. And just overall, just for each man for themselves, out battling the other guy, just bringing it every day.
Excellent. And the last one for you, you know, what kind of support have you received from the community this year in terms of, you know, sponsors, and then on the game days here, seeing family and obviously students and fans come out to cheer you guys on?
The community support has been fantastic. We have a great parent group that's really behind the team, helping us in many different areas for support for fundraising. The school is behind us, and we're really happy with the coverage from your radio station and the paper. It's been really nice.
Excellent. We'll keep her going, Ken. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Galen. Appreciate it.